Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives, and I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. This is your inside look into the world of combat sports. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title, I'll get this, for better than 3 decades. Today, I bring you the Hall of Famer, right? Larry Merchant in the house, talking boxing history. Talking about Larry. Let's talk Larry. I love talking about Larry with Larry. Straight up, Larry Merchant, just a couple minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Bit of a barn burner. Saturday night, Showtime Championship Boxing upset. Of course, the house fire to beat when Leo Santa Cruz brought his unbeaten record into the Barclays Arena, the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, home of the New York Nets of the NBA. Straight up, he was 30-0-1. Kylie Towdy came in the favor, but guess what? Frampton came alive. And no, I'm not talking about Peter Frampton back in the 70s. I'm talking about Carl Frampton from the UK, of course, a 3-1 underdog, but guess what? The scores last night showed that he won, and he won clearly. 117, 111, 116, 112, and 114, 114. A lot of people try to say that the rounds were close, and some of the rounds could have went either way. The bottom line is this was a fight of momentum. Although the momentum was going the other way towards the end, Frampton had piled up enough rounds to win the fight. Straight up, a 12-round majority decision winner, and the new WBA and assorted featherweight champion of the world. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing this hour. Talk boxing this hour. The upcoming hour, we'll talk a little mixed martial arts, professional wrestling, open phone lines, live all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can join us on the Skype line as well. That's happening. The Skype address is Sports Byline and the number 2. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
I don't know, I'm just so scared and lonely all at the same time. Nobody told us it was gonna work out this way. No, 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 no. Guess they knew we'd work it out in our own way.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Frampton there, Peter Frampton, but last night was all about Carl Frampton coming alive. Of course, the kid from the UK unbeaten coming in. The underdog taking on the house fighter, Leo Santa Cruz. He walking away with a majority decision. I thought he won the fight, but it was 117-111 on one scorecard, 116-112 on another scorecard, and one card had it even straight up. I didn't think it was an even fight, but to weigh in on that is the godfather himself, Larry Merchant. Very good Sunday to you, sir.
And to you, Pedro.
Okay, last night was a pretty good fight, back and forth fight there for a while, and
I thought it was an awfully good scrap, and by the end of 12 rounds, these guys knew each other the way most people know each other after 12 years. It was an intense thing going on between two guys who like to fight, and that's what we like to see. There have been a few of those, actually, just. The last couple of months, the Thurman Porter fight, the Vargas Salido fight. So we've had some entertaining fights recently.
People dismissed Frampton coming in here, but I watched him beat Scott Quigg, and Scott Quigg was a pretty good fighter. He was undefeated as well from the UK, and he'd beaten some world class fighters, but he soundly beat him. And I said to myself, "Whoa, I think he's got a chance against Leo Santa Cruz now." These guys are fighting 126 pounds. Is Santa Cruz, maybe is he one of those guys that like Nonito Donaire that sort of like went to 118, to 122, to 126, and 126 was just a little bit too far. I had to go back to 122. Is that what you envision here with maybe Santa Cruz?
Well, possibly, when they're tall like that and they're very successful at a lower weight, there's always an impetus to move them up, try them, get them some competition, and to try to see if they're a crossover fighter, a guy that fans want to see. But sometimes the power diminishes as they go up, and they fight guys who have quickness and other attributes. But hey, he didn't lose to a bum. Against some guys, he's going to be dominant because of all the punches he throws. But you got to give it to the Brit. He went out and fought fire with fire.
He did. He came to win, no doubt about that. The Barclays Center, of course, in Brooklyn, New York, home of the NBA Nets, and of course, a boxing hotbed of sorts. Brooklyn's very own Paul Malignaggi in action won a decision across the board against another kid from across town. Paulie's a great TV announcer. Doesn't Paulie realize that that's probably where his future's at?
I guess it's hard for him to resist. Maybe that's part of his deal.
Okay. Good point.
He fights a few times a year, and he has a local following in Brooklyn. And listen, back in his best day, he was a pretty good little fighter. He fought some tough fights. But he's hanging on by his fingernails and hoping that something good happens. And Al Haymon seems to throw his money around, so maybe he'll be able to catch some of it.
I remember when he was the U.S. Golden Glove champion. That's when he came to my eyes. Johnny Boz, the late Johnny Boz, was handling him out of New York City. And, of course, Al Haymon was the house promoter last night. Santa Cruz was the – the house fighter per se, but Frampton came in and he merely made a statement at 126 last night. I think for all the other guys at featherweight,
he's an entertaining little fighter. He fights smart. He fights hard. He has a certain amount of quickness. He went more to the body than the Mexican fighter did. So he earned what he got, and he's a new face. And hopefully we'll see him in some other fights because he's an entertaining guy. And listen, Cruz will be back. There probably will be a rematch at some point. Nothing but good comes out of good fights.
Okay, you mentioned body work, but the body and fender work. I mean, that was part of our training when we came up. I mean, that was one of the first, some of the first things we learned was to throw to the body and where to throw to the body and things like that. And it seems to, and we've gone over this before, but it seems to have been almost abandoned by this current era of boxing. You talked about somebody going to the boxing to the body last night in Frampton, but he's the minority.
Well, he's also got a. You know, there are some people, some athletes, some fighters who use what are supposed to be disadvantage and turn them into advantage. And he, because of how short he is, there's not much body to hit. You know, it looked like he had about 18 inches from the top of his trunks to the top of his shoulders. and it looked like Santa Cruz had about 3 feet there to hit.
Yeah.
So, going to the body is, you know, sometimes it's in style, sometimes not in style. But
will you at least admit that this current crop of boxers is more or less tends to be head hunting and seems to be veered away from the old style of going to the body?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
It's something I have to watch for. Guys who are known as body punchers have always been rare. Guys like Chavez was, for example.
Duran.
They've always been relatively rare. Guys willing to invest in early rounds to break down an opponent and then take them down later in the fight. Maybe there is some change. All sports change, but there's a certain risk when you throw into the body.
Of course.
You may be leaving yourself open for something.
Major payoffs, though, Larry. As a former fighter, major payoffs. If you want to commit, there are major payoffs.
Well, for the fighters willing to take the risks. There are payoffs, but there's jeopardy as well.
Yeah, of course. The great Alexis Arguello, when you talk about guys breaking a guy down and giving up those early rounds in a 50-round fight, he was a master at the explosive thin man.
Yeah, I think when there were longer fights, maybe the shorter fights have some influence on that. I'm not sure. You'd have to talk to trainers about that phenomenon. But certainly, you could see in a longer fight how it could pay off, and you have time to make up for early rounds you might have lost. In this fight, the kid from Britain, Frampton, he won four or five of the first five rounds, and so. When a fighter does that, then what's his opponent going to do? He's got to start winning rounds. And very often, the body puncher doesn't get full credit for the body punches. I've never thought about it very much, although I think when you see it, you think, well, why am I seeing what's going on here? But in any event, Frampton looked like a really well-schooled fighter. A short, compact, but quick, and tough, and willing to take chances, but not, you know, one of those guys who's relentless but not reckless.
Godfather's with us, of course. We'll be leaving this break with the Godfather. So, Larry, Marvin Hagler gave up four of the first five rounds against Ray Leonard and then bitched for the rest of his life and said he would never fight again. He felt he got robbed. Don't you think he sort of like put himself in such a deep hole there that he never dug himself out after 12?
Yeah, he came out and fought southpaw trying to trick Ray Leonard, and he did lose the early rounds. And it influenced the crowd because so little was expected of Leonard in that comeback fight. That it got the crowd on its side and excited everybody. And whatever Hagler had in mind, and if maybe you lose some rounds, but if you put some hurt on the other on your opponent and you've gone to the body, you can snap those back.
Freeze that thought. Larry Merchant's our guest. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.